Lots more open studios this weekend to get a glimpse of our amazing artists at work, also a storytelling night, a craft show, and bluegrass among the foliage. We'll begin in St. Albans. Here's Bill Torrey with more about the storytelling night at Twigs.
It's called Tell It at Twigs, and if you like the moth, you'll want to come to Twigs and hear 10 true live first-person stories told by some of the best storytellers in the state, as well as a few newbies. Even the mayor of St. Albans will be telling a true 5 to 8 minute long story.
That's tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock at Twigs Gastro Pub. That's right on Main Street in St. Albans. Next is musician Jim Eichelberger. He's here to tell us more about the last show of the season at the Meeting House on the Green in East Fairfield.
It's going to feature the Somewhat Loathsome Mountain Boys, a bunch of veteran Vermont bluegrass musicians. You probably know all these players. It's Andy Sacker on the mandolin, Mark Strasacker on the guitar, Andy Green on the banjo, and Will Patton on the bass. Once that sun goes down, what a better way to begin the weekend than a live bluegrass show in a historic church.
Hear the Somewhat Lonesome Mountain Boys in concert with their bluegrass music at this last show of the season at the Meeting House on the Green in downtown East Fairfield, Friday, October 7th. Diane Bell is a watercolor artist from Weston, and she recommends checking out the Weston Playhouse this weekend.
It's a beautiful time to take a ride and visit our picturesque town here in southern Vermont for the 33rd annual Weston Craft Show. You will see some familiar favorites like Lucy Bergamini, glass jeweler, Marion Seaholt, quilter, and Nancy McKeegan, the Mad Hatter, as well as several exciting new artisans. Enjoy some lunch at the show and visit the town's 3 historical museums adjacent to the Playhouse while you're here.
That's the 33rd annual Weston Craft Show happening at the Weston Playhouse in Weston, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 7th, 8th, and 9th at various times. And Robert Rinaldi Jr. is from Topsom. He suggests the Vermont North by Hand Open Studio Tour.
Artisans of Vermont North by Hand invite visitors in to their open studio tour. Travel through beautiful Vermont villages during peak foliage. The tour includes fine art, pottery, jewelry, weaving, stained glass, furniture, wood carving, photography, and much more.
That's Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th from 10 till 5 in Bradford, Corinth, Newbury, Berkshire, Norwich, Topsom, and more towns along the way. Check the signs on the side of the road. You can find all the details you need about these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.